New Hampshire lawmakers are wading into the debate over the controversial new painkiller Zohydro. They've been hearing testimony today on a proposal that would impose an 18-month moratorium on the drug, which hit the market in March. NHPR's Brian Walston has been reporting on Zohydro and has an update from today's hearing. Welcome.
Hi, Brady.
Describe this drug. What is Zohydro for, and how is it different from other painkillers?
Zohydro is pure hydrocodone. Other hydrocodone formulations like Vicodin also contain acetaminophen or ibuprofen. I mean, they're what's known as short-acting opioids. They're very effective in treating moderate or severe pain that lasts a few days. Now, Zohydro is an extended-release formulation for pain that's severe enough to require daily around-the-clock treatment, essentially when nothing else works.
And are doctors in this state prescribing Zohydro?
Yeah, although it's hard to say how widespread it is at the moment. I spoke with a pain management specialist on the Seacoast who says he started to prescribe it to patients who are in continuous pain and that he'll continue to do so when it's appropriate. On the other hand, Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center has said it won't be adding Zohydro to its drug formulary. The head of the pain management center there told me there was no real need for it. And at least two Vermont hospitals have also said they won't stock the drug.
Now, State Senator Andy Sanborn is behind the legislative push here. Why are he and others calling for a moratorium?
Well, as you know, Brady, like a lot of states, New Hampshire has a prescription drug abuse problem. There were 200 drug-related deaths in 2011, and 80% of them involved prescription drugs. And a growing number of people that are dependent on painkillers like oxycodone, which has been blamed for a recent spike in heroin overdoses. At today's hearing, Senator Sanborn said that given the state's history of opioid abuse, there needs to be a very public discussion about the ramifications of this new drug coming on the market here.
New Hampshire politicians aren't the only ones looking at this issue. Who else?
Well, Massachusetts Governor Deval L. Patrick announced a ban last month and was promptly sued by Zohydro's maker, Zogenix. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin has put in place new rules that make it more difficult for doctors to prescribe Zohydro. Members of Congress, including New Hampshire's delegation and Senator Jeanne Shaheen, have voiced their concerns, and there's legislation that would require the FDA to reverse its approval of the drug.
Now, lawmakers have taken up several other bills related to prescription drugs this year. How have those fared, and do their fates tell us much about what might happen with Senator Sanborn's proposal?
Well, one Senate bill that was debated in March would have made it harder for claimants in workers' compensation cases to get opioids from multiple prescribers. Now, there's a lot of opioid use among workers' compensation claimants, and this bill would have called for doctors to enter into written agreements with injured employees before prescribing certain opioids. The Senate has also debated capping individual opioid prescriptions at 34-day supplies or 100 doses, whichever is less. That bill passed the Senate, but not before the dose limit was stripped out. I mean, both bills were opposed by the New Hampshire Medical Society, which is likely to oppose a moratorium on Zohydro as well. Just this afternoon, the judge in the Massachusetts case ruled that that ban in that state was unconstitutional.
So something to keep an eye on. Brian, thanks.
Thank you, Brady.
You can find more of Brian Walston's reporting on the drug Zohydro at nhpr.org.